Sometimes you will give and see no physical returns. Keep your perspectives fixed on God's promises. Somewhere and somehow along the line of living your life, there will be great blessings and rewards, and there will be great defeats and crushing blows. They're all part of this life we all will live while we are here on the earth. Physical things are temporal. They don't last forever. Other things are spiritual in nature and will last for all eternity. To be and stay happy, a person must always keep the proper perspective solidly fixed on the lasting spiritual things of life. God never changes. Sin never changes. Human nature never changes. All things else always and continually are changing. Change is a natural part of all of our lives. To ensure that your blessings will come to you as God has so emphatically shown us they will, a person must keep their eyes, ears, thoughts, speech, and actions focused and exerted on the promises and commands of God to His people here on earth. One of the major promises God has given to all people is His law of sowing and reaping. You will reap whatever it is that you sow through the functions of your own body. God's Word tells us in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 37 and 38, New King James Version, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." Now I will tell you the truth. You either believe in God or you don't. You either accept His holy word as the undeniable truth or you don't. It is an either-or situation. You cannot partially believe or trust. In the Bible, God's word to us makes this distinction in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 33, New King James Version. The Bible says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." That which is physical is temporary and will, with time, eventually cease to exist. That which is spiritual is permanent and will not deteriorate or pass away. When you base your life decisions and their related actions on those things that are spiritual, whether you can see them or not makes no difference. If they are in accord with God's word, they are for real and will, in God's time frame, come into existence. Pastor and author Dale Galloway tells a beautiful story about a most unlikely victory that was won by a most unlikely candidate who understood the law of sowing and reaping and was a true giver of love and grace without expecting anything in return, knowing full well that if God promised it, He will provide it. A story, please. Valentine's. Little Chad was a shy, quiet young fellow who was unlike most of his other classmates. One day in early January, he came home from school and told his mother that he would like to make a valentine for everyone in his class. At first, her heart sank. She thought to herself, I wished he wouldn't do that, because she had watched her son and the other children when they walked home from school. Her little Chad was always trailing behind the group of children all by himself. It was as if he were some sort of a social outcast. The other children laughed and hung on to each other and continuously talked to each other. But Chad was never included in the activities. Nevertheless, she decided she would go along in support of her son. So she purchased the necessary paper, glue, and crayons. For 3 whole weeks, night after night, Chad painstakingly made all 35 valentines. Valentine's Day dawned, and Chad was beside himself with excitement. He carefully stacked them all up, put them in a bag, and bolted out of the door, headed directly to school. His mom decided to bake him his favorite cookies and serve them up nice and warm with a cool glass of milk when he came home from school. She just knew it would be a disappointing experience for her son, and she wanted to ease the pain of rejection a little bit, as she figured Chad would experience from the other classmates. It hurt her heart to think that her son wouldn't get many, if any at all, valentines from any of the other students. That late afternoon, she had the cookies and milk all nicely set on the dining room table. When she heard the children outside, she quickly looked out the window. Sure enough, here they came, laughing and having the best time. And, as always, there was her Chad back in the rear of the group, all by himself. He walked a little faster than usual. She fully expected him to burst into tears as soon as he got inside the house. His arms were empty, she noticed, and when the door opened, she choked back her tears. Mommy has some warm chocolate chip cookies and milk for you, she said. But he hardly heard her words. He just marched right on by her, his face aglow, and all he could say was, not a one. Not a one. And then he added, I didn't forget a one, not a single one of them. You don't always have to get an immediate return or response as a giver whenever you freely give out of the grace and love of your own heart to other people. God's word just tells us to give, regardless of the return. He says that if we will freely give, it shall be given back to us in the same measure we first gave it out. Always stand on God's promises. He will never fail to deliver what he says he will. Blessings and encouragement to you.